This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. This is a series that we are doing on resolving conflict. And I believe there is so much teaching needed on this very subject. Today we take a look at Romans and the 12th chapter, and we're going to look from verse 17, and this is what it says. Never pay back evil with more evil, says Paul. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God, for the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you. But conquer evil by doing good. Such a powerful section of scripture there. You see, Paul says immediately here, never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. We have to live a life that is honorable, so that there is no reproach in our lives, so that no one can point the finger and say, well, he's supposed to be a Christian. He's supposed to be a Christian, that guy over there. But look at what he's doing. It's almost like a situation where on the back of your car, you decide to place a fish, the Icarus sign. And by placing this fish on the back of your car, what you are saying to the world is, look at me, I'm a Christian. And whilst you've got that fish on the back of your car, you drive like a complete idiot. You make rude gestures at people. You get angry with people at traffic lights. And as you zoom away, they see the fish on the back of your car and they think, he's supposed to be a Christian. What does that do for the Christian faith? What does that do for you? And it's all very well and good doing it. I've done it myself, beloved. And I have had to come before Almighty God immediately afterwards and say, sorry, Lord, I am so, so sorry. I am so sorry what I did just then. But the point is, you've already let the person know behind you that you are a committed Christian, yet you've behaved abominably. You see, we have to live in peace. We have no choice in this but to live in peace. We've got to make a decision in our lives that we are not going to seek revenge. Oh, that person did such and such to me, so I'm going to make sure I do it to them. It is not right. It is not good. And Paul is advocating that we don't do that. But he says very clearly, live in peace. Live in peace. Do all that you can to live in peace with everybody. Yesterday, I was saying that when there is conflict, fighting, when there is backbiting, when there is nastiness happening in your life, You need to whisper these words into your heart. Silence. Be still. A lot of us spend a lot of time thinking how we can get someone back for what they've done to us. How many times have you heard that phrase, "I'll never forgive them for what they've done to me"? The second those words come out of your mouth, it's a curse. You've just cursed yourself. No one else but you. You've cursed you by saying, "I will never forgive them for that." Because if you're in a situation where you can say, "I will never forgive that person for what they did to me," what you've just said is, "Lord, never ever forgive me for what I've done wrong." That is what you just said. Because if you look in Matthew, the 5th chapter, rather Matthew, the 6th chapter, and from verse 14, Jesus is saying, "If you forgive, then my Father in heaven will forgive you. If you do not forgive, my Father in heaven will not forgive you." So by virtue of you saying, "I will never forgive that person for what they've done," you've just said, "Lord, never forgive me for any of my wrongdoing." And believe you me, you do not want to be in that place. Beloved, I implore you now, if you have ever said those words, "I will never forgive whoever it is for what they did to me," if you have ever said that, and the Lord God Almighty Himself will prompt you right now into you remembering when you said that word, when you said those words, when you declared that curse over you. I believe God is convicting you right now of that, saying, "Yes, you did say that. Do you remember?" I want you now, in Jesus' name, to get rid of that curse. I want you now, in Jesus' name, to say, "Father, I am so sorry for saying those words." I want you now to say to that person — you may not be able to see that person, but that doesn't matter — but to that person you said, "I will never forgive you for what you did or what you said," whatever it is. But to that person, I now want you to say, "With my will, I will forgive that person in Jesus' mighty name." And then say these words: "Heavenly Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me for that curse that came from my lips. I ask you in Jesus' name to forgive me for saying that. And I ask now in Jesus' mighty name that you turn that curse into a blessing right now. Thank you, Lord." Beloved, it's so important that we have to be careful what comes out of our mouths. And that is why precious Paul is saying these words now. "Do all you can to live in peace with everyone." Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, "I will take revenge, I will pay them back, says the Lord." Beloved, just know that God is on your side, and He wants you to live in peace, and He wants you to live in harmony, and He wants you to look only to Him, not to man, but to Him. Our Lord is a wonderful, wonderful God. And He has promised to love us and he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and we need to keep our eyes well and truly fixed on him. I want to pray, really briefly now, that peace would reign in your heart and in your life from this moment on. Heavenly Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters around the globe. As we pray, Lord, we join hands together across the oceans, across the world. And we say, Father, let your peace fall. Let your peace fall right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.